Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So Pro Football Talk revealed that there were some hiccups in negotiation with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, largely because of a microphone on the phone. He couldn't communicate with them. Sound like Alicia Keys song. My cell phone broke up. Hello? They think there's some collusion that went on, and we all believe that. Now, having said all of that, if Lamar's feeling this way and this thing gets bigger, because I think with Mike Florio being involved in it, it's going to have some legs. Ed, do you think this could kind of hinder mess up the negotiations with Lamar and the Ravens for an extension?
No, absolutely not. Look, first of all, he's not even going through an agent. He went, you know, his mother was representing him. He's a two-time MVP. Do we really think Lamar is, you know, they're going to do anything to jeopardize him not being here? Could you imagine? No. No. I mean, he may be at this point. Well, he is, but no, by definition, he is the best player in the league several times, including last year when he didn't get it. I mean, he's the best football player in the NFL. Or we happen to have him. He ain't going anywhere. I don't think he'll jeopardize anything.
All those things are true. But even in the article, they said they were worried in the 11th hour that he wasn't coming. It was a random text that he sent Lamar the day of the draft.
There were other things involved in him that were problematic. That they caused some issues, you know, that caused issues.
Well, I mean, we talked about, too, and people have mentioned the fact that his mom was representing him.
That's the problem.
I think everything went right for him.
She still is representing him.
I know. Yeah.
But people make it seem like we're angry at him for the way he's going about it. We've all been through contract signings, and like you want somebody there that's reading all that stuff, that understands everything, that there's no poison pills in there. I mean, that's why those guys get paid the percentage they do, so you don't get screwed.
And because they do it every day. I mean, I catch stuff in my contracts, you know, I'm not an attorney, but read them, you know, this is no, I won't. And they put things in there for you to redline because that's part of negotiation.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take that out, but you have to give this up. And that's what it's for.
It's so funny. I shouldn't even be saying this on the air, but when I talked to my agent, he asked for something. I was like, I don't care about that. And for the same exact reason
yes.
is when they ask for something that they shouldn't get, and then
we'll
you cross it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You show us your hand, I'll show you mine.
Yeah, I wanted a red leather swivel chair. I didn't get it.
I got a squeaky one. Oh, no, somebody changed it. Where's my squeaky chair?
Yeah. But collusion definitely exists. I believe it exists. I think it's going to always exist. You can say whatever you want. There's so much evidence, and I'm not picking on the NFL. I think all sports like this. You've got incredibly wealthy men. Money changes people, for one. You become you're powerful, you're wealthy. And I just believe when you get to that point, you think things don't apply to you. And when they say you can't collude, like, okay, that's cute. Okay, yeah, how you doing? And you pick up the phone and talk to the owner of pick a team. Because they're friends. I mean, look, we all know each other. If we're all on football teams, would we not talk?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, would you not talk about it?
And it's just, I think it's kind of common. Like, if we get around other radio hosts, even in the own building, what do we talk about?
We don't
talk to anybody. Especially in the morning. Oh. Hey, what's wrong with Rob? He woke up.
It's not 6:02 yet.
No.
It's no, five, hey. 5:55 Rob. I told you.
I can say this as much as I want of him being a miserable SOB in the morning, that as soon as it's 6:02, he's Rob.
Or is he 6:02? At 5:59.
Oh, is he just playing it? Yeah. He's doing a little Aaron Rodgers. He's doing it on purpose.
You'll never know.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ed. I mean, you got to protect your investment. You talk about those, that many zeros that goes behind a number. Well, you're not going to own us. You're not going to own us.
Right.
And I think what Lamar, what he was trying to do was get that next guaranteed contract. And I think, to be honest with you, in defense of the owners, they had to put, they had to squash that. No, we're not going down this road.
No.
Because now, see, we can make it look like a completely idiotic move because not only did the Browns do it, but they did it to a quarterback in Deshaun Watson who can't even play right now. So we can make that the outlier. You know, if we give it to Lamar, then this is where we're going.
Think about it. It wasn't even a good idea at the time when they did it. They ended up being the Browns. And then it turns out he can't play anymore. So it was just a disaster. So you don't want to be that team who makes these ridiculously stupid decisions. And they were in the rape.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Ravens won't.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Tyrone is from Baltimore, and he wants to ask us a Bengals question or comment.
Okay.
All right. What's going on? Hey, Jeremy, Rob, how y'all guys doing this morning, man?
Good, man.
Good. Doing well.
I'm one pissed off Bengals fan this morning, man. I'm just getting sick and tired of Mike Brown and this ownership. It's like the Shamar Stewart situation.
Yeah.
His agent came out yesterday and kind of gave details of, like, basically the contract situation, what the standoff is about.
And so it's not on the player. It's on the team, man.
It's not on the player.
Yeah.
Like, they're incorporating language that never been used before.
Right.
For no other first-round pick in our history. So that's a bad precedent.
Yeah.
So he don't want to sign it. So basically, what's the alternative?
Yeah. Yeah.
If they let it play out into next offseason, he re-enters the draft, and we just forfeit a first-round pick. This is what I'm trying to tell these dumb Bengals fans.
Yeah.
So we can just lose a first-round pick after we've missed the playoffs 2 years for a bad defense? It's unacceptable, man. That is self-sabotage on steroids, man.
And if his
self-sabotage on steroids.
They are.
I love that.
What they're asking is outrageous. It's going to it would change the entire structure of the, you know, of first-round draft picks.
And it's like, what side of the ball does he play on again?
Defense.
You need help there.
Yes.
What are you doing playing with pennies on the dollar to try to get over on a player?
Yeah.
And then now it's almost like, because it's come out in the media, they got to go, well, you know, we got to follow suit and keep this thing up because if we fold, it's going to look bad. You already look terrible. Just pay him.
And who's the other player they can't sign?
Oh, the defender.
Hendrickson.
The best pass rusher in the league.
Well, the best pass rusher on their team.
Yeah.
And it was one of the worst defenses in the league.
Yes.
They could not stop the run last year. Good thing they signed. They can't stop the run this year again, and everybody's going to find out real quick.
And again, this is what I'm talking about. Rich people get arrogant or are arrogant.
Well,
he's the best example.
He's stupid.
And he's cheap and he's miserable and they just do stupid things.
It's like we talk about owners colluding. Yeah. I got to think that owners on the phone with him saying, "Dude, what are you doing?
Exactly.
You're making us look bad right now. Don't do that. Well, you need a couple of dollars."
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You're making ownership groups look bad.
And you know why? Like, again, we talked about agents. Who do you think caught that?
Agent.
Yeah. And again, like, it's not a knock on Lamar for not having it, because I'm sure there's somebody going over this stuff. There has to be. But the fact remains that teams, individuals, whoever's running it, they try to put things in there to circumvent other areas, to make sure it's an out clause for them.
Don't
we know
it?
I mean, all these things that happen. And it seems like this is what they're doing. They moved the goalpost on a mid-round first pick, like first-round pick. He slotted to make this amount. Like, it should. If he's holding out and you offered what he slotted to make, now we're angry at him.
Jeremy. No, man. No.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.